Having coffee in New York City. Since I arrived in New York City, I have enjoyed having coffee outside. What a nice array of wonderful coffee places. My husband and I immediately embraced the New York coffee culture. Every year, we would go to the New York Coffee Festival and we would buy the new edition of the New York Coffee Guide. We were always strolling the city to discover a new coffee spot. You can imagine how delighted I was when I realized that a cozy coffee shop had opened in my neighborhood. I also thought that it was a good sign that this new cafe was called Ines, as my own daughter's name is Ines. Serendipity. I started to spend a lot of time at this cafe, and it became my go-to place. Ines is the place where I used to sit and stay to read my New Yorker, write my papers, study for my English classes, and prepare the Spanish lessons I taught. Its atmosphere was simply perfect for me. As I don't like to be alone and spend an entire day without talking to anybody, I knew that there I could find a quiet place to interact with a bunch of people and, at the same time, I could feel safe, listen to cool music, and chat. But then, in March, the pandemic struck, the lockdown arrived, and I really feared for my ideal connection with this special place. I thought that all these good moments were over. In fact, after a few days, I decided to go outside and to check if my favorite coffee place was still open. And to my great relief, it was. Of course, no more table to linger at, no more space inside to be seated and stay for a couple of hours. But it's too tall, and during this difficult time, it became my anchor, a place even closer to my heart. I kept going there every day. I wanted to give my support and express my appreciation to the team. They were part of the essential workers, and they were definitively essential for me. I was also supporting me and my mood. These outings were structuring my day, and it was so important for me to see people outside of my household. We were all exchanging information, doubts, and feelings about what was going on around us, and it had such a comforting and almost healing effect. My daughter Ines soon arrived from her university to stay home with us, and I brought her with me on these daily outings to the other Ines. I introduced her to the community, and with her name causing a sensation, she immediately became a part of the gang. From March to July, we shared this precious time and place together. Finally, in August, like a lot of restaurants in New York, they were able to set a beautiful terrace in front of the cafe. And I spent the whole summer sipping my delicious iced lattes without milk and taking my routine up again, reading, writing, and chatting outside, but staying close to the hustle and bustle of the place. I can say now that Ines represents an essential part of my life and of the New York experience I appreciate every day. Having coffee in New York City is being in touch with this lively, warm, and welcoming part of the city. I feel privileged to have found such an ideal spot, and I am happy to have created this extension of my family circle. Today, I cannot conceive my life without it. Having coffee in New York City is much more than simply drinking a cup of coffee. It is going to a place that is an extension of what I call home.